This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live, and we're launching into the third hour of the program. I hope we get the chance to finish up the video that we started the show with. We did get about halfway through the folks over at Photography is Not a Crime, one of their correspondents, thankfully was not arrested when he went to go ask for a complaint form from B County Sheriffs in Texas.
Yay!
But he was intimidated, or they attempted to intimidate him. I don't think it worked on him. And he got video of it all. We'll play that for you if we get a chance. Your calls and thoughts welcome. With you tonight, you've got Ian.
Jay.
And Daryl.
Let's go to your calls here. We're going to Kyle, all the way from Guam, where it's tomorrow. Kyle, go ahead with your thoughts. Good morning.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Hey there. Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
You know, I really wish you would start your calls with, "I'm here from the future."
Maybe I will from now on. I mean, so far, like I said before, it was like nothing blew up that I know of. So.
Good. All right, so what's going on, man? What's on your mind tonight? Or tonight,
well,
tomorrow?
You know, the whole, yeah. the whole discussion has been about the alt-right and everything, and it kind of hits home for me because I'm like half. So, I mean, my dad is from the States and my mom is from Guam.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the alt-right's racism and overall collectivism, I think, is inherently lazy because it always leads you to an incorrect, you know, almost always leads you to an incorrect conclusion.
Yeah, absolutely.
Can you point to something in my DNA, you know, that says that's what makes you American or that's what makes you a Chamorro from Guam?
I can't
obviously
point to
not.
It.
Right? I mean, as if...
You're asking rhetorically.
All right. Yeah, I know. You guys aren't all right. So, I mean, you know, when you kind of break it down, if it's based on race, you know, if they are being racist, if they are willingly admitting that, you know, where in our DNA makes me whatever group you're lumping me in with? You know, like, before the German race was even, like, I mean, if you want to call it a race.
Is there such a thing?
I don't consider
exactly.
That there's more than, there's the human race.
Right.
Exactly.
There's a line, there's some lines on a map called Germany. And there's people within those lines, but yeah. I'm pretty sure there's not a race called German.
There is an ethnicity.
Okay.
And ethnicity and race are, you know, two different things. And it,
I like your answer, Daryl. Human race.
Right.
There's race.
You know, human race.
Yeah.
The species of humanity, and then there are ethnicities. And, you know, if we were actually different races, we would be different species of humanity and wouldn't necessarily be able to breed with one another, and that's not how things operate.
Mm.
Yeah, and I totally agree. I mean, I've been trying to fix how I talk to and about people. You know, instead of saying, like, my girlfriend is Japanese, I try to say she's from Japan.
Yeah, okay.
Like, it just happens to be from Japan. She is not, you know, in a way... There's no Japanese race. There's no German race. So, like, all this racism really is not based on anything. You know, where do I get the color of my hair from? Because Americans have dark hair and, you know, people from Guam have dark hair. So which am I? Right? And even if they go to, you know, okay, I'm not basing it on race. I'm basing it on culture. I mean, I'm basically a hybrid. I have to know the culture of both sides of my, you know, of my family, of the cousins in my, you know, in the States and the cousins on Guam, right? I mean, I'm not either of them. I'm not both, right? So
you're just Kyle.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You know, stop judging people, you know, by your presumption. Stop judging people.
It's just so sad that it's 2017 and we're still having this conversation. That you should judge people by their actions, by their individual beliefs, by what they say, and not by, you know, what color their mom or dad was or where they got pushed out of their mother's womb, you know,
yeah,
plot of
exactly.
land. It's absolutely ridiculous. Kyle, good thoughts, man. I appreciate you sharing them with us tonight. Enjoy your day over there on the 12th. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's talk to Socrates. He is on the line in Nashua via Skype. Hello, Socrates.
Hi. Long time no see.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I was curious about the amplifier program.
Sure.
Do you think now before the amplifier program, and I remember what kind of gave people incentive to donate was that Mark Edge would kind of come back to be a regular what was that, 6 months ago when he said he was going to take a break?
No, it was actually a year ago.
That was a year ago.
Yeah, he left the show, went down to Florida, and said he would come back full time if there was a certain goal reached with the AMP program. We didn't reach that goal, but we did get a boost in the AMP program, so he came back part-time, so he came back like a few nights a week.
An amount of time equivalent to the increase.
Basically, yeah. And now he's back on vacation. I guess he doesn't call it a vacation, but he's down in Florida. He's still doing sales for the show, and I'm sure he'll be back on the air with us, you know, when he returns to New Hampshire. He's just going to be staying off for a longer period of time at this point.
So I guess for the time being, I guess we won't know what the next appearance will be.
He may call in. Look, Mark's been having I would call a midlife crisis. I mean, the dude doesn't seem to really know what it is that he wants. He, on one hand, wants to host the radio show, but on the other hand, he wants to go on a boat and, you know, travel around the world.
And go take over a Pacific island that has 47 people because somehow he can just, like, buy them off with Bitcoin, and then it would be him, his wife, and his son presumably living on the island.
Something. And the dog. They've got a dog, too. They might bring the dog down there. But, I think that he should do whatever he wants to do, and I know that people love hearing him. You know, his fans love hearing
him.
He's
definitely missed. A lot of my friends that listen to the show are like, when's Mark coming back?
On Free Talk Live. And last year, it was like he was having a crisis, feeling as though he wasn't valued enough by the listeners because they weren't amping the show, which is ridiculous. I mean, he's always been way over concerned about the AMP program, and I always look at the AMP program as just appreciation, appreciation, appreciation. Thank you to everybody who feels that we're important enough to spend $5 a month on. I mean, I'm so grateful for that. And he'd always kind of, you know, if you'd ever listened to some of the after shows that we'd done that were about the AMP program, he always felt like butthurt that there were people listening to the show who weren't financially supporting it. And I always try to talk to him about it, like, look, that's just our business model. You know, we give our show away to people because we want people to hear the ideas on this show. And if they want to support us, then they're welcome to. And we try to give them some cool perks and make that worthwhile. But to guilt people into trying to, you know, get them to donate, I've never thought was the right approach for that. And I've always, you know, openly disagreed with him about that. And so this was sort of his last hurrah, his last attempt to, you know, show how important he was. And he is important to the show. He's a great salesperson. He's a talented on-air personality. But ultimately, he's not Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live is a bigger thing than that. It is an idea where people can call in and talk about anything they want. And the hosts are liberty-minded folks. And so far, our hosts have been in the same studio. And so that's why Mark is not going to be joining us in any, you know, significant way from Florida, because I prefer to have hosts here, you know, to where I can actually look at the person, we can have a conversation in the same studio. I believe that that's a better show, and so that's the show that I want to do.
Well, I'm with you. Yeah. That's all I wanted to talk about. Thanks, guys.
Hey, thanks, dude. And you mentioned the AMP program, so anybody that wants to join that should go to amp.freetalklive.com. And whether you AMP or not will not be a factor in whether or not Mark comes back on the air. I told him, you know, you want to come back on? Come back up to New Hampshire, and we'll put you back on. It's not a problem. But he's always welcome to call in. You know, so we've had him call in on Skype a few times and kind of talk about some of the issues that he's experiencing down there in Florida. So I don't know if you heard the episode where there was the barbecue guy guy who was who was targeted by the code enforcement down there in Sarasota.
Yeah, did Mark ever go get barbecue from that guy?
Yeah, he actually went down there, talked to the barbecue dude, went down to Newtown, which is where he's normally set up, and he said he had like the best barbecue he's ever eaten. And it was like $4 for a huge sandwich.
The next time you talk to Mark, tell him to ship us some barbecue.
Oh, I thought about that, but it wouldn't be as fresh. It just wouldn't be.
That's fine. That's fine. Put it on dry ice. It's good.
No, I don't think it would be as good. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Socrates. I appreciate it.
I want barbecue.
855-450-FREE. Well, good news is we got Kirby's Q here in the Keene area, and they take Bitcoin.
Not the same.
It's free talk live. That's true.
Sheba is a 105 lean pounds of happy dog for life because she gets fed Dynavite and Lico Chops.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Lico Chops free.
New, improved Lico Chops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E.
And now 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops
free this week at Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
This is Ed Lukasevic.
And Cindy Lukasevic at Dynavite.
This year, whenever you order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog, we'll send you a free sample of one of the other doggy things we make.
Like Lico Chops, Super Mega Fish Oil, or Dog Assess Shampoo.
What's on your dog's wish list?
We'll offer a different freebie each week at Dynavite.com.
Don't you just love the sound of healthy, happy dogs?
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
control the airwaves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. With you tonight, you've got Ian.
Jay.
And Daryl.
Of course, you can join us online anytime you want over at freetalklive.com. And if you like Free Talk Live, one of the other ways you can support us, besides the AMP program, which we've already mentioned at amp.freetalklive.com, is to shop with us. You go to shop.freetalklive.com. You can enter Amazon through the links that you'll find there, and Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. It's very simple. You know Amazon. You know they got great deals, huge selection, free Super Saver shipping on a lot of stuff. You go through shop.freetalklive.com, and you can enter Amazon Canada, UK, and Amazon US. It's up to you. You get your shopping done. Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. It's very simple. Start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. As we go to your calls and thoughts here, we go first to, I believe we got Mike in Ohio. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hey, Ian. Thanks for taking my call. So,
hey, Mike.
I like Mark Edge.
Yeah,
but,
me too.
But Daryl's great too. And Daryl brought me in because my interest in his, you know, presidential campaign. And I think Daryl's got a little fire in his belly to really spread liberty and try to, you know, make a name for himself. And
absolutely, he does. Daryl is the best. I would say he's the best liberty activist we have in New Hampshire. I'm not saying that to blow up your ego, Daryl, but I see you doing. I mean, I'm here with you almost all day,
right?
And so you're just constantly cranking on the activism. We just went to the State House today, and so whether it's at the national level with the Libertarian Party or locally here in New Hampshire, you're constantly tirelessly working, and that's what I have a lot of respect for, and I'm glad that you do as well, Mike. You know, and I don't blame Mark for wanting to go off on a boat and float around the world. I mean, you know, by all means, everybody's got their own journey in life, and if that's his, then that's fine.
That's right. And Daryl grows the brand. He helps everything with his activism. But he was wrong about one thing. The humans and the Neanderthals, they actually did mate, and somehow I'm not sure if they were actually two different species. But have you heard that literature?
Well, they must have mated.
I'm sorry,
they did mate, because you are part Neanderthal, right?
Right. I recently got a DNA test, and I've got 293 Neanderthal variants. Now, there are some people that will say that is a lot.
Okay.
Higher than 74% of all the humans that are alive today.
But what percentage of your DNA is Neanderthal?
About 4.
Okay.
And I'm more Neanderthal than Mark.
Okay.
So Neanderthal pride there. So there are some people that they'll say that humans and Neanderthal were two completely different species, but I don't think they were. I think they were just two different, you know, variants of the same.
Well, a horse and a donkey are two different species. And when you breed them, you get a mule. But the mule cannot breed. Mules are actually sterile.
Oh, wow. Okay, so Mike, I'm sorry. We kind of jumped in on you there.
Yeah,
you were kind of going for a point.
That's great. No, so when I was growing up, I didn't even know what a Jew was. Like nobody in my family never took time to say, oh, that's a Jew. As far as I knew, it was a religion. And as I got older, you know, you catch wind of different things. But I mean, anybody that, like, my uncle did a DNA test, and everybody literally is so mixed and so, that like, how can you say, like a Jew, quote unquote, who's from, like, Europe, who, like Daryl said, might have, you know, 6% different DNA than somebody else. How in the world does that make them inherently evil? Like, it's insane. And more than other callers stole my thunder, and he was exactly right. Like it's such a joke. And that's why the whole Donald Trump building the wall thing, it actually kind of scares me, because it's like, first of all, like Ron Paul said, if you build a wall to keep people out, you know, it'll also keep people in.
Sure.
Second of all, Trump has this nationalistic, anti-trade deal. Okay, Donald, if you put a 10% tariff, it would be the biggest tax hike in American history. Literally, the biggest tax. So all these, you know, quote unquote, you know, small government people, you can't tax your way to prosperity. So he's going to build a wall and have a border tax, and the alt-right movement, because there are elements of it who are nationalistic, and it's like, why are the Chinese bad? Why don't we like appreciate their contribution to the world and how we can trade with them? Why in the world is this a bad thing? Yes, we have too many regulations. Yes, we have too high taxes. Anybody in business knows that. So we should aggressively work to make this the freest economy in the world. But we shouldn't hate on other countries because they're Chinese. I mean, Trump has this weird anti-China thing.
It's pandering. It's pandering.
It is. And it ties in. And I'm going to sort of loop this back around to conspiracy theories for just a second, okay. And it will make sense. There are five different types of conspiracies. And the whole thing of the Mexicans or the Muslims or the Chinese is one of the types of conspiracy. The enemy outside. There's okay. Somebody outside of here
yep.
That is going to try to, you know, take your life or your culture or fill in the blank, and you need me to protect you.
Okay.
So there's the enemy outside conspiracy, and I think that's what Trump is playing on, is there's somebody out there that's trying to threaten your way of life, and you need me to protect them.
Well, all right, so what are the other four?
The other four, the enemy within, so somebody that's here that's trying to destroy your life.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you know, that's partly with the illegal immigrants, they're here trying to destroy your life. We need to, so that, mm-hmm. you know, combines the enemy within and the enemy outside. The enemy above, so, you know, somebody that's
lizard
in
people?
The lizard people.
They're below.
et cetera. The enemy below, so that's, you know, somebody's trying to take your power.
Mm.
And then there's the benevolent conspiracy of, we need to, you know, do fill in the blank to help all of humanity. It's for the greater good.
I was thinking the manufactured enemy. That was always just being presented in a, you know, generic scheme. I mean,
they're almost always manufactured.
Right, they're all manufactured.
Or blown out of proportion.
You know, four different types of enemies, basically.
Yeah. So, yeah, Mike, any other comments you want to share? Go for it.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for calling, dude. Yep, I appreciate it. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Vernon is in Louisiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Vernon.
Hey, I had two questions. One,
yes, sir.
With Mark being such an asset to the show, wouldn't you find it beneficial to have him on Skype versus not having him on Skype?
No, he's been on Skype.
Yeah, he's not there in studio, but you could have him on cam. And I feel like you could still
have
a really good live
cam. The cameras are here in the studio in Keene.
He could be on camera with you all, and then you could kind of see his facial expressions and kind of be there right with
you.
Not the same.
One, possibly two people in studio would be able to see his facial expressions.
Right.
Where I'm sitting, I could not.
Right.
No matter where you put it on your screen.
And he's been on Skype. The times he's called in, I've demanded that he be on Skype because he sounds better and we're more likely to talk with him longer. In that case, if you've got more you want to share, hang on, Vernon. 855-450-FREE. And he's still producing his Edgington Post episode here and there. It's Free Talk Live.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey,
Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free. Bring up what you want right here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype, so you can Skype on in here at username lrn.fm. As we continue, it's Ian.
Jay.
And Daryl.
Right back to your phone calls and thoughts. We've got Vernon in Louisiana. You're on Free Talk Live. You're back on Free Talk Live. You were calling about Mark Edge, who was a longtime co-host here on Free Talk Live. Still technically is. He's just off for the winter time because, well, he doesn't want to be in New Hampshire during the winter time. His wife doesn't like being in cold weather, and so he used to leave like for 1 month out of the year, and this year he's going to be gone for, I think, basically the entire winter. So that's the status there. Go ahead, Vernon.
One other question. Have you all considered, I've noticed a few of the radio shows take text messages from listeners. I was wondering if y'all had ever considered that, and that was my last question. I'll take the answer off the air. Thank you.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it.
So I think what he's talking about is there are certain shows where, like, text your questions to 84725. So
right.
It's like one of these little five-digit codes.
Which you got to pay quite a bit for one of those, by the way.
That's what I've heard. And then we don't have a producer that's
right.
Sitting around, whereas, you know, like most of the big radio shows, they've got somebody that's not on the air that's in a control room next to the studio.
Right, we have a person who's in a control room, but he's in Minnesota.
Right.
So I don't think
he could type us messages on the little chat window.
He could, but I don't think our
we've got so many other things that are going on.
We got Skype. We don't need text.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, James Witt is constantly texting, texting the show on.
He is not the only one
on Skype. So yeah,
and
I guess
we generally don't read that during the show anyway.
Yeah, that's true. If we did, we'd probably violate FCC rules if we read what James Witt types to us on Skype. So I guess you can text the show through Skype. That's probably the easiest way to do that. But ultimately, we don't typically put that stuff on the air. We're not paying attention to it, except maybe, you know, we might check during the break and see what people are doing there. But
we do laugh about it after the show.
We do,
that's for sure.
Yeah, we do enjoy reading his stuff. But I don't think we'd want to give out our board operator's cell phone number or something, and have people like James blowing up his text message. Because, you know, some people still pay for text messaging and things like that.
Right.
So,
well, not to mention that even if you're not paying per message, it is using data, I believe.
No, not really. Text messages you can send without data. So as long as you have a cell phone connection, you can send a SMS text. If you're out of data range, but you still have a cell phone signal, you can still text.
Okay.
But you cannot use your web browser. You can't use Telegram.
Right.
You can't
use
other things that actually use the internet connection. So they're using the cell phone connection to send that data. So it is data going over the cell phone connection, but a very basic.
But it doesn't count. Like, say you've got 2 gigs. That's not going to count. And I know that text messages, you know, they're not very large. So it'd be like, here's 1 kilobyte.
No, I mean, the reason we don't do it, I think you gave the best reason, Daryl, and that is that we just are too busy. I mean, we've got too much going on in here to really take text messages. I don't know. I mean, we've got the voicemail line thing, too. And honestly, I don't listen to them often as I should. So I admit I dropped the ball on that. They're still sitting in my inbox. I just haven't gone through them. Are there any that you've listened to recently?
The last several that I've seen come through are like 2 seconds, 5 seconds,
a lot of
seven
them are,
seconds.
Are either 2 seconds and not like, so just basically somebody hitting the hang up button or a butt dial. Sometimes we'll get butt dials in like a minute long of just, you know, you can hear somebody in their car or whatever, and they didn't know they were calling us.
Right, because you hit the pound sign by accident, it goes to it.
The best thing to do is to call in and be on the show. I mean, that's ultimately what the point of Free Talk Live is. And some people, you know...
Plus, we've got the interactive website. How many other talk shows... Yeah. And this is not
underused,
a rhetorical
by the
question.
Way, an underused interactive website.
How many other talk shows have a interactive website to where fans can submit things for show prep?
None that I know of. I've never seen anything like that before.
And a Reddit integrated so that other people can vote up or vote down things that have been submitted.
Yeah, that is one thing that's pretty cool about Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I love it. I appreciate everybody who submits content there and gets interactive at freetalklive.com. So let's go to Skype where that's probably the best way. If you want to send a text message to the show, go ahead, add us on Skype as lrn.fm. But again, you know, we focus on callers, so we can't guarantee you that any comments from text messages are going to make it on the air. The same thing happened with our chat room in the past. People are like, you guys, why aren't you reading the chat? Well, because we're busy doing a radio show. You know, if I ever see somebody reading the chat while they're on the air, I get upset at them because it's like, you know, I want you paying attention to the radio show, not to the chat room. Anyway, let's go to Abel. He's in New Hampshire and on Skype. Go ahead, Abel.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Hey, go ahead.
All right?
Good. Yeah, you sound great. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay, great. Listen, there were a couple of things that came up.
Pick one. Pick one. You got time for one.
Yeah, thanks. The whole media thing.
Mm-hmm.
The claim that there were, you know, Zionist Jewish people or whatever, I'm not
controlling the whole media is what the earlier caller.
Well, you know, and the thing is that there's been evidence of that goes back to a century ago, basically that there was read into the congressional record a a paper, a white paper, I guess, that basically stated what the objectives were in the congressional record for control of the media. And that it was all laid out, and they went through and selected back then it was mostly radio and it was only radio and
well, we know the government wants to control the media. Are you saying this is a Jewish conspiracy or that it's the government?
I don't know about Jewish part. But,
okay, because that's what our earlier callers were.
I think that probably a better word would be Zionist controlled. But
what does that mean?
It is a subgroup of Jewish people who have a plan for the world, basically.
Illuminati.
Exactly.
The Illuminati's not necessarily a Jewish group, right? They're just a secret society.
They just have a plan for the world.
Well, sure. Right. All kinds of people who are in search of power have plans for the world.
Well, I'm not in search of power, but I got plans.
Donald Trump has plans for the world.
Is he Jewish?
No, he's part Cheeto.
My plan includes mushrooms.
The Zionists were involved in getting the United States into World War One, which I think is what began the U.S.'s hegemony in dealing with a perpetual war. And so there was the Balfour Agreement. There was, Benjamin Friedman, speech. There were all these historical things. And so basically I'm going to kind of tie this in with history. You were all both saying, I didn't get a good history. I didn't get good history either. I think there's I bet you if you called up John Taylor Gatto before he kicks off and ask him, has the history teaching been particularly bad compared to, math or...
Oh, we know the history teaching has been bad. I mean, the callers earlier were suggesting that it's some sort of Jewish conspiracy, but ultimately, ultimately we know that... Stand by, Abel. Ultimately, we know that... The history is taught by the state. So the state wants you to believe in the state. They want you to believe that the state is necessary and good. And so the history books, have that message.
I love history in school because I challenged it. My grandmother and my father really helped me challenge it a lot. So I had a great time with it.
855-450-FREE. Join us on Free Talk Live.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-939-4839. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-939-4839. 1-800-939-4839.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Stanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. You can join us. Toll-free number 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
Jay.
And Daryl.
And we're going to continue here. Also want to let you know about saveatpurse.com. Saveatpurse.com. You go there, you can save big time on your purchases at Amazon. And the secret is you have to have Bitcoin. You want to save 10, 15, 20%? It's easy to do, but you do have to have Bitcoin or some other relatively popular cryptocurrency because they do have Shapeshift integration on Purse, which makes it easy to spend some of that other alternative to Bitcoin currencies. So you go to saveatpurse.com, get started there. It's a really simple process. I do it all of the time. As we continue, we've got Abel on the line. He's in New Hampshire. We're talking about education, history class, and you know how it is definitely written to benefit the state, for sure. But go ahead, Abel. You had some more thoughts.
I think that the history in America is deliberately taught to bore you to tears.
Oh, it worked, because I was bored to tears in school.
And you're, you know, a bit younger than me, so you went at a different time. I did all this schooling back in the 60s.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I was getting it back then already. And you know, basically, I you know, educated myself historically, you know, since then, and you know, I revel in learning it.
Yeah.
And so basically there were these things that occurred, you know, a century ago that are still affecting us that I think it's important for people to know. But the media part of it here is, you know, even in Europe, I mean, particularly in Europe with the Holocaust, they have laws that say that people can't challenge the established historical dogma of whatever the Holocaust
My little sister went to Germany this past summer when I was out in Colorado, and she went there for 3 weeks. And one of the things that they were, like, really, like, hell-bent on was not talking about the Holocaust or any Holocaust, like, denier-type stuff, or basically, like, don't even bring it up, don't even say it. They were really particular about pushing that when she went to Germany, that you just don't talk about this stuff, because it was literally, like, it was a big deal if anything was brought up that was anti what is, you know, presumed to be, you know, status quo.
Well, not only happened. That, but references to Nazism illegal. So when the band Kiss, you know, the Gene Simmons and the guys with the face paint, when they went on tour in Europe back in, like, the 80s, they had to come up with a new logo because the S's in their American logo
look like the
too
SS.
Much like the SS. Wow. So they had to come up with a special logo for Germany in their European tour.
Hey, Abel, real quick, before we get too far into this, can you give me a search phrase I could type into Google or something for this white paper you were talking about that, you know, in the Congressional Record that explained?
I think it's in the, like, 1916 time frame, but it's about the media. I mean, you know, do you know that the Germans during World War One tried to let the Americans know not to get on the Lusitania?
Yep. And there were actually warnings that ran in a couple of newspapers across the country.
Well, they were all over the place, but this media control people pulled all but two of the stories off the papers.
And what happened to the Lusitania again? It got sunk? Or?
That's the thing that got sunk that suckered the U.S. into getting involved in World War One.
Abel, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Yeah, I mean, I think it's fine to question history, for sure, no doubt about it. But what happened on the show last night, and to some extent tonight, but it was mostly last night, were these Holocaust deniers calling in. And it's one thing to question history. It's another thing to already have your narrative about what you believe happened and have it be based on, well, essentially being a racist and a bigot. And that's, you know,
right. And then
trying to make Hitler look like he was some kind of good guy who was just trying to save people from typhus is ridiculous.
And there are some people that will say, I'm just asking questions, but they're asking very pointed to where they're trying to get a specific answer because they already have made up in their mind what actually happened. So they'll point the questions in such a way as to get you to go in that same direction. And then when somebody says, whoa, are you being a conspiracy theorist? No, I'm just asking questions.
Let's go to Tom. He's in Baltimore. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Jay and Daryl.
Okay. Since we're running up on the end of the show, let me make 2 points real quick that everyone should make a good mental note of. What Patrick advised earlier about what to do if you have a complaint against police.
Mm-hmm. You're a former cop, by the way.
Yes, sir. Yep. Although he may have been well-intentioned, he is wrong. It may be true within his jurisdiction. Never, ever, if you have a complaint against an encounter or against a police officer that you've had an encounter with, do not go back to that station. Do not fill out paperwork from that police department. If it's not something that you feel that you can invest time and money in hiring a lawyer for, let it go. Let it go. Anytime you deal with police, just like I've told you before, when you talk to them, you put yourself in peril and in jeopardy. Don't do it. It's not a good thing to do.
That's why I was surprised when in this video from Photography is Not a Crime, this person who is presumably pretty experienced based on the way he handles the cops actually goes into the back room with the supervising officer and sits. Well, actually, he ends up not sitting at the table. The officer offers to have him have a seat, and he's just like, yeah, I feel like standing. But goes alone into a room with this officer, and you're right, these guys are dangerous.
Okay. The IRS, the other caller talked about that. Never, ever deal with them if you're going to challenge them. Don't end up in their courtrooms. They are illegal. They are not constitutional. They're not really even part of the United States government. Now, I've offered for 3 years $500 to anyone who can show me the law that empowers the IRS. Now, I've read it all. I know exactly what they claim, and there's gaps just like the Lucy gap as far as evolution is concerned. They are a private corporation. The only government employees are the head of the agency. None of the employees are government employees. And I'll leave it at that because I want to get this in real quick, and I'll call back tomorrow to flesh this out. My family, on my mother's side, grew up during the war when Hitler was in Germany. They were in Czechoslovakia. Now, I have firsthand knowledge from family members that Hitler, and this directly contradicts what you will read in your history books, they were so happy when Hitler came into Czechoslovakia. He protected them from the Soviet Union. Mm-hmm. They were cared for. They were treated decently. And, in fact, everything that they were worried about being invaded by the Soviet Union, of course, we know, actually happened several decades later. So what you read is not true. I'll call back tomorrow and answer any questions that you have about that.
Tom, thanks for your call here tonight. I mean, as I acknowledged last night, obviously the Russians are bad guys too, right? Like, we're right. Talking about war here, and it's full of bad people.
Right, and the only reason the Soviets were allies with the United States was the whole enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Right. So we continue here. Leon is in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Leon.
Yes, I was calling about when I was talking about the police officers earlier and how you don't trust the police and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have a problem because of the fact that I'm a black man.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we forget that police have jobs to do. And we call them when we need them, but we hate them when we don't. And if someone...
I've never needed a cop before.
I don't hate the police. I mean, I am critical of the police when they do the wrong thing, which unfortunately is quite often.
But you know what, though? But think of it, though. Yes, sometimes bad people make bad decisions. It's no different than saying all black people steal and not all black people steal. Sometimes they make bad decisions, and you got bad cops and bad areas everywhere. But because some make bad decisions, don't make them all bad people. And
I didn't say they were all bad people.
Yeah. But if every day you go
I want to have this conversation in a longer format. Unfortunately, we are on the end of this program. But, Leon, call us back tomorrow night if you can at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. I'd love to. Actually, I won't be here. It's because it's Thursday night. But, you know, Friday night I'll be here. Daryl will be here tomorrow night. So there's always somebody here. 7 to 10 Eastern, freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X Wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.